I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Gideon Freudman has been extending the language of the cello for more than three decades. His work has ranged from his role as a founding member of Portland Cello Project to scoring silent films to contributing to NPR's All Things Considered, This American Life, and Car Talk. He's now recording an album with Annalisa Tornfelt of the band Black Prairie and readying a new Portland Cello Project release before their Alaskan tour. He'll perform solo as part of the Broadway House Concert Series in Eugene on Saturday evening, February 11th. Thanks for your time today, Gideon.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I have a sense that there have been a rising number of people taking the cello into new musical contexts. Do you agree with that?
I do. It's really getting out of control. It was fine for a while, and now I think people are getting alarmed.
I've seen people using the more recent looping technologies and layers that have opened up new possibilities.
Well, I'm seeing a whole lot of it now, but I got into doing that about two decades ago. When I started doing solo work, I got interested in overdubbing, and at some point, I really wanted to find a way to incorporate some of that in live performing. That's how I made my way to finding a looper, and there were relatively few people doing it, and I didn't know any other cellists at the time. Now there's more doing it, and there's a lot of nice creative application of that out there. The challenge is to keep it varied. It's a novelty that can wear off pretty quickly if you're just doing it the same way over and over.
How much improvisation is there for you in a solo concert?
Well, that varies also. There's always some. I almost always begin a show with an improvisation. I just feel like it's a blank canvas, and I just want to see where my mind takes me before I start playing some things that I've already written and I'm more familiar with. But I will almost always incorporate a handful of improvisations in an evening, and they're songs that I play on a regular basis, but they come out a little different every time.
Scoring silent films has been one part of your varied creativity as well. What attracts you to silent film scoring?
I've been inspired by a visual when I play for a long time. When I was in college, I used to do my best practicing right before sunset, and I'd work on all my technique and then watch the sunset and the sky change color and make that a soundtrack to improvise along with. And with film, the music can affect the mood in such a dramatic way. And sometimes it seems obvious to go a particular direction, but you can go the other way and give a scene a very different feel. So I find it a really interesting practice and artistic expression.
With one of the soundtracks, the 1919 German film, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, you took it as far as making a CD from it as well. What was it about the music of that movie that made you think you'd like to make it stand on its own without the movie?
That movie is really unique and just fascinates me. It's, I believe, the first German expressionist film, and it's an early horror film. But like a lot of very old horror films, it almost looks more like comedy than horror to a modern audience. There's all these crazy characters and funny scenes and odd scenarios. When you're watching, you're like, what is going on? It's just so strange. And it really inspires a kind of alternately dark and creepy and funny soundtrack. So I recorded a handful of live performances with that, and then one of them in particular I felt really stood on its own as a soundtrack to listen to. ¶¶
music from Gideon Freudman's soundtrack to The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari on KLCC. He'll perform solo and Broadway house concerts in Eugene on Saturday, February 11th. You're currently recording with Annalisa Tornfelt of Black Prairie. What kind of music is taking shape in that collaboration?
That has been a really fun collaboration. It was almost like an arranged marriage. Doug Jenkins from the Cello Project had gotten a commission for an Alaskan tour and an EP to get made. So he suggested that Annalisa and I work together, and we were asked to write three songs with some kind of Alaska theme. And we got together, played for an hour or so, and had three songs basically done. Got together a few days later, had another few songs done, and we thought, well, this is just crazy. We're going to keep going. So we wrote a whole bunch more songs, and we just selected which ones we thought would be best for this Cello Project EP, which is just about done. We also went on and recorded a full album of our own stuff and our own recordings. A lot of interesting sounds and atmosphere, and she's an incredible writer and singer. We got a lot of layered vocals, and that one will be out in the fall.
It's been 10 years or so since Portland Cello Project came into being with an eclectic collective and musical expression. It's been, where do you see Portland Cello Project going from here?
Well, that's a tough one to call, because it's a group that's ever evolving. In its latest incarnation, there's a few members who have more writing or arranging or leadership qualities who've each grabbed a subset of the group to do performances. So I've got a group of five or six players, and we're playing a lot of mostly my music. Another group is a more virtuosic classical focus, and then a third is doing more kind of rock shredding, you know, heavy metal tunes, and also some jazz and Brubeck and things like that. And we're always working with different kinds of collaborators, which steers the group in new directions as well. I've been working also with a group called Bandaloop, which is an incredible vertical dance company from the Bay Area. And they call themselves vertical dance because they dance on the sides of skyscrapers and cliffs and things like that. And I've gone to the southeastern United States with them. I did a two-week tour in Taiwan. It's really fun to go places like this and to see some different cultures and be in different environments.
Cellist Gideon Freudman, who'll perform in the Broadway House Concert Series on Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. at 911 West Broadway in Eugene. For more information, see Broadway House Concerts on Facebook. For more information on Gideon Freudman's music, cellobop.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.